Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a great week. A lot of things going on in the world as we know it, and the obvious. And I hope everybody's taking care of themselves and just using the basic precautions. And I'm sure you're on top of it as much as anybody with what's going on with the news, et cetera. So I hope all you and your families are healthy and safe. And more reason to stay strict with the program, keep your immune system strong. I can't stress that enough, how important it is, of course, all the time. But in times like this, it's another wake-up call when it comes to taking care of yourself, you know. And that's the bottom line. We talk about getting your body functioning better as a whole, okay? And that's the whole thing here. So remember, body function, write that down today. And keeping your immune system strong is the primary focus. Okay? And be patient with the healing process. Know that you're doing the right things, and your body will respond. You're forcing it how to function differently now. You're teaching it how to get its insulin sensitivity back and how to produce insulin better on its own, okay? So know that and keep moving down the road. That being said, those of you that are just joining us for the first time, welcome to the group call. And we do a little topic in the beginning for educational purposes and to get the ball rolling. Today's topic is going to be on corn. And then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. If it does go 10 or 12 minutes with no comments or questions, we will end the call early. That's just so the operator and I don't have to sit on the line with dead air for 45 minutes to an hour. That's understandable, I'm sure. Remember, you can listen to the group call recording. You'll see that in the e-blast, as we call it, when we send that out weekly, announcing the group call. On the bottom of that email, you'll see the link for the previous week, and you can listen to that at your leisure as something extra that we put on there for you. So if some of you are busy and can't make the group call. And other than that, you know, let's keep this group call positive. I know I always say that, but it's really important, more in times like this. You know, we need it all the time. The weekends are harder for most people, more challenging when it comes to sticking with the lifestyle. You know, for obvious reasons, you know, there's more temptation. There's more gatherings to go to or parties to get invited to in most cases. And, you know, sporting events. And, you know, it's that time when the weekend comes for it to, you know, relax more and, you know, do your thing. But more reason to stay on track. You can get through the tough times and the holidays and the weekends and the traveling and all that and going out to dinner and staying on track and make sure you're asking the right questions. And if you don't know what's in something, you have to ask. If it's the salad dressing they put on your salad when you ate at the restaurant and it's got sugar in it, you don't eat that. Okay. Get the oil and vinegar on the side or something like that. Those details you have to get dialed in, because it is in the details. At the same time, you want to enjoy yourself and you want to become stronger at not only just asking questions, but, you know, when you walk out somewhere and you're not in your normal home environment where you can keep an eye on things, you have to assume it's not good for the diabetic and ask questions. You know, they'll be happy to tell you, you know, what do you use? Is there sugar in it? You know, I'm diabetic. I can't have sugar. I'm sure they'll get the message loud and clear. They're not running a diabetic restaurant, so. And the more you do it, the more you practice at it, the better you're going to get, because, you know, you're going to be going out from time to time. You're going to be traveling. You know, life doesn't stop. You just have to be aware. Make yourself more hyper aware now and don't get frustrated about it. Just embrace the challenge. And so, you know, remember something. Diabetes doesn't care what holiday it is. It doesn't care if it's your birthday. It doesn't matter if the grandkids are visiting and it's little Johnny's two-year birthday. The holidays, doesn't matter if it's Christmas or New Year's or the company party, you know, it's going to be there anyway. So if you can get through the challenging times, you can beat anything. That's the key. The stressful times like we're going through now with what's going on in the world. Keep yourself, dig your heels in, and hunker down. You know, I mean, rather be strong and keep your immune system strong to keep yourself out of the doctor's office as much as possible with everybody else in there, you're coughing and sneezing and sniffling and all this other stuff, is better for you, you know? You do what you have to do, of course. And, you know, and again, more reason while I'm on this topic, to keep good communication with your MD. You should have an emergency number. You should have an easy path to talk to the nurse practitioner or the physician's assistant about any prescription refills if you need them, or dosage changes if your readings are coming down. Have good communication. Have those avenues opened up so you don't get all irritated and, you know, no one's around. Or it's happened to me before, getting bounced around from message person to message person. It can be really, like, especially if you land on a Friday, the end of the day is coming, and all of a sudden they're gone for the weekend. Then what are you going to do? Happens all the time. Here at HYD, we're here 7 days a week. You know, we do not write prescriptions, of course, and we defer to your medical doctor who's diagnosed you and writes you your drugs. But I'm just here to recommend, or we're here at HYD to recommend that you have good communication. You know, that's everything. Your team members that are around you, healthcare practitioners, from your primary physician, nurse practitioner, the physician's assistant in the office, the receptionist that works there, the endocrinologist, if you're going to a specialist or a cardiologist, talk to them. Ask them questions. Let them know, you know, you're on a low glycemic meal plan. You want to turn this thing around. And these are the reasons why your readings are coming down, and you want them to be aware or even hyper aware that you're trying to handle this. So they know what's going on. The better your communication is, the better the journey is going to be. You know, doctors, they're in a rush. They're in and out of the doors, you know, at 100 miles an hour. And some doctors don't have that bedside manner that most people like. But you have to make them answer the questions anyway. Let them know what's going on anyway. And you know, it might not be business as usual for them, but hey, this is a new life for you, and you get them dialed in, okay? Not to go down too much on this path, but I just wanted to stress this because, of you know, look, world is always changing, as we can see, and I want to make sure that you guys are successful no matter what, and you're staying on track no matter what. So that being said, well, let me see what else I wanted to say as far as housekeeping items. Yeah, if you have anything administrative that you need handled with Help Your Diabetes, you know, the check-in line, once again, is 800-321-9054. The support email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. You can check in using those. Either one is fine with us. Ask questions through them. We're always here. We'll always get back to you the same day, Monday through Sunday. And if you're just starting, once again, you're going to do that daily check-in for the first week only. We do that with everyone to get you on the ground running. Get these new habits dialed in quicker, you know. No long leashes on this, because you need to snap yourself the other way, for lack of a better term, and get dialed in, you know. That's what that daily check-in in the beginning is all about. Start working on that food log immediately. You're going to get clarity to your day-to-day. Don't start this like, oh, I always eat the same thing. It's always the same. Write it down anyway, because things change. Condiments that are used change. You might get stuck somewhere, whether it's an airport, or you might have to step into a fast food restaurant and make the right choice. Get it, write it down, you know, and make sure you stay on track. If that salad dressing in that restaurant or fast food place is not good, and it's got sugar in it in that packet, don't use it. Get the lemon, squeeze the lemon on there, toss it around, and you're good to go. You know, that's how you handle it. That's what I do to keep myself on track and, you know, and keep yourself dialed in. Once you get past the first week and it's the daily check-in, then we jump to the weekly, all right? And you can send in the food log on the weekly. Whatever day you want is okay with us. Doesn't matter what time you check in. We take them as they come in. And, you know, you could put your readings right there on the food log. And, you know, remember, fasting, sugar, the first check in the morning before you eat, a blood pressure and a weight, if you have that available. Get that on there. Those of you that are on insulin, you got to put the insulin units on there so we know how that's going and we can make the right recommendation. You know, Bill, Mary, it's time for you to call your doctor and speak to them about recalibrating your diabetes med because the 60s and 70s is low enough. You'll see comments like that. And that's for you to get going on that so you don't take too much medication and you don't push your numbers too low. You don't want to go past 3 hours without eating, up to 1 hour before bed. Remember that. That's crucial. This is not just, we're just saying this to say it, and I couldn't be challenging depending on your work schedule and all that, but keep the meals simple so it's easy to pop open and get it down. It doesn't have to be a big sit-down meal. I like to call them all meals rather than even use the word snack just because psychologically it helps. You don't have to eat like a bird, nuts and seeds every time you see the word snack or celery sticks. You can have chicken and broccoli or beef and vegetables or a piece of fish and string beans as a snack. It's a little small portion. And let me tell you, you're going to feel great when you start doing that. Too many nuts, there's a lot of fat and get a little pasty when it comes to digestion and all of that too. So, you know, go easy on that stuff, you know, and things like that. A fruit, sweet potato, beets, carrots, the natural sugar items, sparingly and early in the day. Early, I mean first meal, second meal, done. And always combine those with a protein source. You know, any lean meat, seafood, poultry, nuts, seeds, beans, you know, legumes, and all those are protein sources. Use those to eat along with the foods I just mentioned to lower its glycemic load. Meaning it's food combining and it's not going to spike it as much. All these little things make a big deal. You're teaching your body how to function better. You're turning your system around. All the players in blood sugar, the pancreas, the liver, the adrenal glands, the thyroid, all is going to start working together. And just like when you do the wrong things and the numbers go up together, meaning fasting sugar, your cholesterol, your triglycerides, and your blood pressure, when you do the right things, all those numbers start coming down together. You know, that's the good news. And you have to build momentum. The more you're on top of this, the better your body's going to function. And it's going to continue to heal as you move down the road and do this lifestyle for the rest of your life. It's going to keep functioning better. That's good news. That's good things to look forward to. So don't get angry about what you're missing. Be more, take that energy and use it towards that avoid list because that's what's causing you all the problems, you know. Turn the energy around and be happy about not getting the complications of diabetes. As a reminder, it's number one in kidney failure, blindness, and amputation for a reason. Speaking of pandemics, that's one right there. And, you know, as we're talking about a new one, as we're dealing with this coronavirus and everything, more reason, like I said in the beginning, keep your immune system strong. This is even like a challenge at a different level. More reason to stay on track. So we're here 7 days a week, 1,000%. I want to keep you positive and as we keep our bodies strong together, okay? So the topic today is corn. Let me spend a couple of minutes on that, and then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. I just want to say, listen, my energy is really good today. I feel great. Let's bring a lot of positive to this group call. You want to keep it positive. So please share anything positive with us. You might say that one thing that gets somebody back on track who's having a little challenge when it comes to this new lifestyle. So if you lost weight, your energy's up, your activities of daily living are getting better, meaning the things that you do on a day-to-day. Maybe you're bending down, tying your shoe easier. Some weight came off, or the pain in your back or whatever is getting some relief, because as the inflammation in your body starts coming down, you know, your energy's better. I think I said that already. Or anything that's improving across the board, medications have been reduced by your doctor. Your insulin's been reduced. Your doctor making good positive comments about your progress. Family members are noticing the changes. You know, things like that. Share any of that. Recipes you're enjoying. Please share. That's what this is all about. We're here to keep one another on track. I need it as much as anybody on a day-to-day. And I'm here to keep you energized and positive through this process. So corn, and it's not complicated, the corn topic today, but it can be for some. And whether it's popcorn, whether it's regular corn, whether it's corn starch, doesn't matter. Stay away from it because it's a grain, all right? So you'll see corn syrup and corn starch in items and condiments and things. Stay away from that. Popcorn is a no. If you're going to the movies, don't eat it. So stay away from corn altogether. If you go to a Chinese restaurant or things like that, the soups like the egg drop soup or the hot and sour soup or the wonton or the way they stir fry things, they use cornstarch and everything practically to thicken the sauce. Everything, almost everything. So if you're going into these kinds of things, you have to watch that. You don't have a choice. So if you want to go to the back and to the guy that's doing the fresh stir fry, that's the best way to handle that. They should have that there. And just tell them you want it clean. I've ordered chicken and broccoli, and I tell them just steam it only. I don't know if you've ever done that before. Steam it only, and they'll just steam it. And it comes like crazy fresh. The broccoli is greener than you've ever seen when you tell them to make it like that. And that's it. You eat it kind of plain Jane like that, but it's really good once you get kind of used to it. But it's better than all the soy sauce they dump on it or the teriyaki sauce that you don't want to have or anything thickened with the cornstarch, okay? So I just wanted – that's the kind of around the diamond with what the deal is with corn. So stay away from it. It's a grain. You'll see it in condiments and used in packaged foods like sausage and on it goes, really. So make sure you read the label and look for stuff like that, okay? That being said, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. And operator, I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. For any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad. Again, for any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad.
I have a feeling, operator, today we might have a little bit of a quiet day for obvious reasons. I do appreciate you being there for us and all the great work that you're doing with us to keep these group calls rolling. And we're going to be here no matter what, and we'll give it some little bit of extra time today in case somebody's coming on a little bit later. But *0 if you're out there, and we'll kind of take it as it goes.
And our first question comes from Sita. Sita, please state your question or comment.
Sita, hi, Dr. Drelick. How are you?
Yeah. All right. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, I love listening to this conversation. My question was, Would you recommend as a substitute for the maintenance pack since they're not available?
They are available.
Well, since January, I've been trying to get some, and I've been told they're not in stock.
No, there was a little bit of a back order that's been corrected. So go ahead, and if you have an email, send it, and I'll make sure it gets forwarded so they can look into any kind of tracking or make sure that it's dialed in and that they pay attention to your request. But it should be handled now, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Nice
You're
to hear
welcome.
From you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, night. You too. You bet.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of, there was a backorder situation with some supplements, and that's been corrected. Everybody should be dialed in with that, and apologize for any inconvenience there for a little short time. But beyond our control, it happens very rarely, but it has happened before where some of the regulations and things, we use the highest quality supplement company you can have out there. And they have to jump through a little, some extra hoops when it comes to chelated minerals and probiotics and patented delivery systems to ensure that the nutrition gets into the cells. And it's about cellular delivery, healthy cells, healthy you. And, you know, we don't want to use anything but the best. And so that's kind of, from time to time, they run into a little red tape. And well, with what's going on in the world, with the mail being slower and all these other things, pretty crazy time. But we're going to get through it, and we're going to come out of this stronger than ever. And once again, I hope everybody's family is safe and everybody's okay out there. And that goes for you too, operator, and everybody that works on that side of the fence and their families. So prayers going out from Help Your Diabetes, always. And we keep moving forward over here, keep you guys strong and healthy. And again, please, more reason to stay on track and keep your immune system strong than ever right now. I can't picture me jumping up and down saying that. So use that to keep yourself really dialed in. When you see your numbers start coming down, when you stay on track and you put together a good solid week of not, you know, eating every few hours up to 1 hour before bed, you stayed away from the avoid list, you're keeping track of the food log, give yourself a pat on the back. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself dead in the mirror and go, great job, Bill. You know, you're on top of it. You're doing something to keep yourself strong and handle this diabetes thing that wreaks havoc on the system, you know. That messes with your immune system. You know, it's not going to happen on my watch. So when you start seeing that and you start seeing the numbers, you pay attention to the details, you're reading labels carefully. Don't just brush something to the side because you didn't read the mayonnaise that has sugar in it as the second ingredient. It's going to be there if you don't watch it, okay? Get the magnifying glass out, read the label. I have to do that. Okay, I'm not even joking about that. I have one in my junk drawer that I pull out, and if I have to read the package, I got to do it. You know, that's just the way it is sometimes. I mean, I wear glasses. I had surgery in my right eye when I was a little boy, and you know, it is what it is, man. If you have to bring that handheld magnifying glass to the market with you so you can read some of this crazy fine print they put on there. It's amazing how they get away with that. Do what you got to do. And you're going to be like, wow, it is on there. You know, or the cornstarch was right there. I didn't even see it. Because you have to be an eagle to read some of these ingredients. It's so small. So take that for what it is. You're not alone. I'm in the same boat as you. So do it. I've talked to many patients over the phone that I have them pull it off the shelf while I'm speaking with them. They get the magnifying glass out. They look at the label on the condiment. Whammo, there it is, the sugar. They see it on the Jimmy Dean sausage. They pull it out of the freezer. Whammo, it's right there on there. Plain as day, but they couldn't see it or they didn't realize, you know. So you'll see it on there. Words like dextrose and maltodextrose and things like that, corn syrup, corn starch as a thickening or a binding agent in there. You know, stuff like that, you got to stay away from that. I don't care if it's cane sugar, coconut sugar. You see the word sugar, put it back, okay? Anything in the package, bottled, canned, jarred, sealed package, whatever, read the ingredients. Those of you that are on blood pressure medication and heart issues and things like that, or anybody really I'm talking to, but the blood pressure specifically, get the salt and the sodium out of your diet. They use it in everything as a preservative, and you don't need the added salt when you're making something. Salt-free seasonings all day long in this house, okay? And there's a ton of them out there that taste really good. Squeezing limes and lemons on things wakes up anything that you make. You know, I learned that trick from my mom a long time ago. A little squeeze of lemon in this and that, it just changes everything. It's pretty amazing. Plus, the health aspect of that whole thing is you're cranking things up a notch, okay? So, you know, and when you get the salt and the sodium out of your diet and the water up, the inflammation and the fluid retention is going to come out of your body. You're going to see it. You're going to see it come out, and you're going to see it in your face. Things aren't so swollen and all of that as you start to, I don't know, for lack of a better term, kind of wring yourself out a little bit. But that's all good, though, you know, because they put the sodium in everything. And remember the serving sizes, everyone. If it's a tablespoon and you use 3 tablespoons, you have to times that number by 3, okay? If you do it 3 times a day, you got to times it by 9. And on it goes. And by the end of the week, it's a large number. By the end of the month, and as you can see, the math is going to keep going up. And, you know, that's why for a lot of you, when you make a lifestyle change like this, that initial 10 pounds comes flying off. Insulin users, it's going to be more challenging because insulin causes weight gain and body fat storage. But still, you'll see that initial come flying off. And some of you get a little bit nervous. I don't want to lose so much weight and all. Your body will find its healthy weight. Okay, get the numbers down. Get that canvas so it's a canvas and you can always rebuild. You can increase the portion sizes of the approved foods to get more calories. At least you'll be eating lean and clean and you'll put on some nice, lean, healthy weight. And, of course, strength training and some exercise will put on some lean muscle. As we know, muscle weighs more than fat and you become a whole new person at that point in time. So that's the one to round the diamond with that. I might go on off little tangents more today because I have a feeling it's going to be quieter. But I want to give you bring a lot of value to this talk and in the world that we live in. And we're here 1,000% here at Help Your Diabetes. So I'm ready when you are. *0 if you have a question. We're here for you.
And our next question comes from Ron. Ron, please state your comment or question.
Hi there, Ron. How are you? Welcome.
Hi. I'm actually doing very well. I'm very pleased. I'm finishing up my 7th week.
Oh, great.
I've lost 40 pounds in that period of time.
Wow.
And my blood pressure meds have gone from 100 milligrams twice a day of hydralazine down to 25 milligrams twice a day. So I'm real pleased with that. My insulin units have gone down from 55 units to 10 a day, and some days I don't take it at all based on what my numbers are. And I just wanted to let you know I did get my supplements this week. My doctor was real pleased with my last blood work, so I'm excited.
Awesome. Listen, those supplements, let me tell you, the highest quality you can get, you're giving your body that healthy nutrition to get your immune, keep your immune system strong and replace a lot of the vitamins and minerals, those medications do a number on your system and take away some of that stuff. So you're going to start making some good, healthy deposits in that department. And, you know, I can't say I take it myself on a daily. And, you know, it's all part of helping your body go through the healing process, along with the most powerful drug in the world. As I always say, begins with an F and ends with a D called food. The supplements are there to supplement the diet and really put this whole thing together. But great job, Ron. Weight loss, insulin reduced, blood pressure meds reduced. See, I mean, this is what it's all about as your body's going to continue to heal and function better. So momentum is on your side. As I say, keep your foot on the gas and keep going.
Yeah, I intend to. I'm very pleased with this. I didn't think it was possible. I mean, I really was reticent when I first joined. I thought, ain't going to happen. But
Yeah.
It is a culture shock, I'll tell you that, some of the new foods and the way of preparing them. But I'm getting used to them, and it's actually not bad. So I'm enjoying the hot lemon water.
That's awesome, Ron.
Yeah.
Good for you. Beautiful.
I do have a question about the supplements, though.
Yeah.
Should they be taken before you eat breakfast or after you eat breakfast, or doesn't it really matter?
Yeah, look, I mean, they are whole food vitamins, so you're good to go either way, really. Which food is good? Some people have, you know, sensitivities with the stomach and things like that after taking a little bit more. But these supplements, your body really breaks them down and really utilizes it because of the way that they're designed, you know, for cellular nutrition. But with meals is good, you know. You know, you're already on meds as it is and things like that. So I think it's best with food. But, you know, you kind of go and see how you do.
Are there any concerns about the meds that I am taking to mix with them?
No, you should be fine, but always do show that to your medical doctor. We encourage that, of course. There's some patients that are maybe on some blood thinners or things like that that they want to make sure they run everything by their MD. But we haven't seen any contraindication with any issues with whole food vitamins and all, because it's like taking food, you know. So, but always share that with what's going on with them and as good practice, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely in touch with her. So that she's really on board with this. But like I said last week, she's going to probably want to get in touch with you. So.
No, I'm so proud of our nutrition. I know the guy that is run that supplement company for forever, and that the standards are so way up there. It's unreal. My mother's 91's been on taking this kind of stuff from the same company forever. I have too, myself, on a daily. And it's all about cellular nutrition, because if you're taking something that your body's not using, you're just you're stressing out your system anyway. Like a one a day or something like that, that your body's not breaking down because it's not a whole food or it's a fraction of something. Your body doesn't know what a fraction is. It knows what a whole food is. It's not going to break it down. It's going to put more stress in your system that you don't need. You think you're doing something good and you're really not. And it goes in one way and comes out the same way. So, that's what this is all about. And, stay on it. You know, it's something that, even the food of today is not what it was many years ago. Nutrition, as far as the nutrients and the vitamins, as far as their nutritional value, not what they used to be. Even the food itself. So putting something back, I think, is just fortifies your day to day. But the food is the primary. Then the supplements will supplement the diet. And I'm totally thrilled with what we put together here. But always share that. That goes for everybody listening. Share that with your MD. Always bring it. And, you know, you want to keep everybody in the loop and on the same team and as you move forward through this. But, yeah.
Okay, one more question.
Sure, Ron. Go ahead.
The supplement pack I got was pretty large. Is that for the entire length of my program?
That's correct, yep. 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Along with the liver and kidney, you'll take that in AM and PM as well, and that'll get you through the program. Yep.
Okay, because I'm hoping to get off of almost all my meds. Like I said, I should be off the blood pressure meds probably in another month or less, the way things are going, if I keep losing weight. And my my insulin, I'll probably be totally off of that in another 2 or 3 weeks, so I'm really excited about that. So.
Oh, God,
all right.
I can only imagine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ron. Thank you for sharing. The fact that when you stop injecting that insulin, it's going to be a great day. And it's happened many times over here. I've heard it enough times as I've been doing this a long time. So you just keep moving forward as your body will continue to heal and function better. And you're teaching your body how to produce insulin better on its own and get its insulin sensitivity back. So that's what's happening right now. Really great stuff.
I know my belly will appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. You bet.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Ron. All right. I love to hear that kind of thing. You know, those of the insulin users out there, let me tell you, that's a whole nother lifestyle, keeping an eye on that, that roller coaster ride that you go on when it comes to, especially when you're eating the way you used to eat and keeping an eye on yourself, and some patients forget to take it or forget to bring it with them. I mean, it's really a project. So when you can get to the point where you don't need that anymore, that's major, you know? So thanks a lot, Ron, for sharing that. And star zero if you have a question.
And our next question comes from Charles. Charles, please state your comment or question.
Hey, Charles.
Hi, Dr. Graylick.
Yeah, hi.
Thank you for taking
Hello.
My call. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome for calling in.
Yeah. I'd like to What's know up? Why on the labels,
yeah.
on the product labels, it says
yeah.
zero milligrams of sugar. But in
right.
the description, it sometimes says sugar down on the list. So if
yep.
it's that minuscule, do I have to, is it advisable
yeah.
to not eat that?
It is advisable not to eat it. Let me tell you, the labels can be a little tricky at times, you know, where they're using the words no added sugar. And then they'll put it somewhere and they'll disguise it with the name. Crazy what I've seen, you know. But if you see sugar anywhere on there, unless it's naturally occurring in like fruit or something like that because of the fructose, that's going
right.
to be a difference. So on the nutritional side of the label, depending on what we're talking about, you might see a gram, less than a gram. And then in the ingredient list, you don't see any added sugar, you're good to go. But if it's something like a tomato sauce, if it's something like an apple sauce or something like that, it's going to be a little concentrated. So you got to watch the details like that. You know, you just do. And if you cannot do it and make it fresh, go down that road, okay? Because it's going to add up. And while you're teaching your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back, the bottom line is the less you give your body to latch onto, the better, as a diabetic especially. Because we're talking about reversing your diabetes. We're not talking about managing and controlling it anymore like you see on TV and in the commercials and everybody's happy with an A1C that's below 7.0 on their meds. You know, with Trulicity, and we've taken all these fun commercials, the guy's mowing the lawn and dancing around because his A1C is below 7.0 on medication. We want you below 6.0 with no meds. Okay, so the more strict you are, the better. You got to force this body how to function differently now, and you will as you pull away from the avoid list. That's the whole name of the game here. So, not to go down too much of a rabbit hole here. I'm just kind of bouncing off of what you're bringing up, but hopefully
right.
that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife wanted to ask about her making
yeah.
homemade chili.
Okay.
But she uses tomato sauce, and the tomato
yeah.
sauce says that it has 3 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah, don't use
and
it.
And 260 milligrams of sodium.
Sodium. Yeah. Look, we have an easy chili recipe in our stuff. Use that. Make that one. That's a big hit, by the way.
Okay.
That's a big hit. Our easy chili is like, you know, people rave about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Mm-hmm.
I think I know your answer on this, but I
okay,
just want to hear
yeah.
it.
Okay.
I have a well-managed diabetes, and
yeah.
my A1C is 5.3, and my daily numbers are usually in the teens.
That's good.
Like 110, 115, in that range.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with somebody that is this coronavirus thing, that makes
okay.
me less susceptible to, because my system is in healthier state, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, listen, the stronger your immune system, the better across the board, for sure, you know. Yeah, the answer is yes.
Okay. Well,
yes,
I have a strong immune system anyway. I almost never, ever get sick. And if I do
yeah.
catch something, it's a very light case of it. So I guess that's
right.
a blessing in my life.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. So again, you know, take precaution. We're still trying to find answers out there with this nutty thing. And, you know, until that happens, just, you know, use your basic common sense with the hand washing and the, you know, I wouldn't walk around shaking anybody's hand right now, really, for obvious reasons. And, you know, normal stuff, pay attention to little things like that as the answers are, we're still kind of waiting for them to come and, just, you know, that kind of thing. Hand sanitizer, antibacterial soap is always good to have around. Yeah.
As a doctor, do you have any additional insight to this coronavirus? Because we have 35,000 people that die of the flu every year, and they're making a huge deal about less than 100 people that have died in the United States. I don't understand that.
Well, look, like I said, the answers are still coming, right? So when this is all said and done, the real tally will be out there. So until that happens, you got to, you know, do the right things in your day-to-day life as they're trying to find the answers right now, which they're searching for the answers. When you see our countries closing down and going on lockdown, that's never happened before, not in my lifetime or my mother's, for that matter, and she's 91. Never.
Yeah,
like this.
I've done the math on the death rate, and the death rate from flu, I think, is under 2%.
Yeah,
but
right.
this
like
death
I said.
Rate so far, this death rate so far is 3.4%.
But that's because they don't.
Yeah, well, we got a ways to go yet. Not to turn this group call into a coronavirus talk, but we got a ways to go with finding the answers. So let's not try to act like we know everything at this point in time, right? So just do the right things
in your own
life and take the right precautions. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Ron. You bet. No, that's not Ron. That was the other one.
Charles.
Sorry, Charles. Sorry. Thanks for bringing that up, though. It's good. It is the topic of today, but we're all waiting for the answers and the numbers and all of these things. So I am, like anybody else, paying attention as much as I can. And as the world keeps changing and restrictions keep happening and travel restrictions are every day, there's a new one as the world is scrambling around to try to get a lasso around this and get this thing dialed in. But practice the basic stuff for now. You don't have to go anywhere and travel anywhere. Don't. And I'm sure the answers will come as we're really getting this thing dialed in a little bit smarter every day. And just, you know, protect yourself there. So I'm not going to compare it to anything like before. Never seen anything like this before. There is parallels when you talk about the flu and all that stuff, but we're still kind of waiting for answers. So not to speak out of turn on this, just take care of yourself, okay? And that's my comment on that. *0 if you have a question.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no questions or comments at this time. For any questions, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. Again, for any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0.
So just to add something about that, and again, Charles, thanks for bringing up that the coronavirus. It is something the topic of the world right now. And again, just to kind of doing your basic stuff and keeping an eye on yourself, right? With the hand washing, paying attention, not having to travel if you don't need to, and you know, just hunker down. And as the answers are coming, you know. When you see major venues closing down or people canceling their concerts, professional sports teams stopping, the list goes on and on, from NASCAR to the Masters, golf to basketball tournaments to all these things. And, you know, Italy as a country closes, basically goes on lockdown, and China and all these other things as – everybody's trying to corral this thing as much as possible as things get figured out, and stop the transmission from human to human as much as possible as we get this thing dialed in. So that being said, in your circle and the things that are close to you and around you, pay attention. That's all. And keep taking care of yourself. Keep your immune system strong. And, well, you know, everybody's in the same boat here. As you can see, it doesn't care if you're wealthy, poor, whatever. As, you know, Tom Hanks and was in Australia with his wife and got tested positive and all these other things going on. You know, everybody is in it. And we're all here together. You know, just take care of yourself and that circle around you and do the right things as things get figured out. You know, again, we're here for you over here at HYD 7 days a week to keep you on track. And I can't say it enough, more reason now than ever to stay on track, keep your diabetes handled, to keep your immune system strong. If this doesn't give you a reason, I don't know what will, but it's all happening for a reason, and we'll get through this together, okay? Star zero if you have a question. We have about another, 5-7 minutes or so, if anybody's out there. We're here for you. Thanks for the great questions today, you guys, and the positive testimonial here of today. And really been great today. And let's keep it going.
And our next question comes from George. George, please say your comment or question.
Hi, George.
Good morning. Yes,
good morning, George.
Yeah, hey,
okay.
I can't remember. I started this back in October, but I can't remember if you mentioned why is milk or dairy products not good for you?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question, you know. So we don't have dairy on the program, everyone. The question was why not dairy? So dairy, because of the lactose, which is milk sugar. Also, there is some research out there. That can cause insulin resistance in the body and things like that. So we just want you to avoid it for those reasons. But we do have the substitutes, unsweetened almond or unsweetened coconut milk instead, okay? That
right.
kind of thing. So stay away from the dairy as a whole. Negative.
Yeah, I haven't had any dairy products since I started this program. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, good for you. Keep going.
Yeah, and my next question was, diabetics, all diabetics, with this coronavirus, if you're not in good health, I've heard that it can really hurt you more easily than not diabetics.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about the immune system, right, as a whole, whatever you want to call it. So people, you know, they say the elderly or people with respiratory illnesses and things like that. Immune compromised are more, sensitive to these types of things. So more reason to hunker down and take care of yourself and keep your immune system strong. And, you know, pay attention to what's going on. You know, I wouldn't be around people that are sick if you can help it. And, you know, while the answers are coming, keep doing the right things and taking care of yourself. Keep your hands washed and keep things clean around you. Pay attention to the basic stuff more than ever right now. It's weird because you're seeing people on TV, they're not even shaking hands anymore. Now we're bumping elbows. Bumping elbows now. That's even another level of the fist. We used to do the closed fist pump. Now we're hitting elbows and tapping feet together. And you got Howie Mandel running around with a full hazmat suit on because he's a germaphobe. And the people are really are going through it, you know. So we're all in the same boat. You know, this is when you kind of come together as a race. You know what I mean? Because we're all here to see what's going on. And when you come out this the other side, and we will, okay, and people, we go through things like this on a regular thing, like the gentleman before was, I think it was Charles, about talking about the regular flu, how it kills a lot of people and all this stuff as it is, you know. Right. But here's another strain, as bugs in the world always are changing and morphing. And now we got to figure out the new one that's here now. And we will. In the meantime, watch what's going on around you and just practice the basic stuff. And now we're just more hyper aware, you know, and maybe it's going to be interesting as we move forward. We're not going to see as much handshaking anymore. You know, the world's going to change because of something like this. And practices on like cruise ships and everybody's protocol is going to be a lot cleaner, and things are going to be extra safe, and clean practices are going to be better on airlines and all this stuff now that you have a major wake-up call like this. So as crazy as it sounds, when we come out of this, we learn from it, right? And things will get even better and cleaner moving down the road, you know, as we hear movie theaters that they're only allowing so many people so you don't sit too close. And, you know, everyone's doing their part. You know, hyper aware. Maybe it's going to be a different place when we come out of this. So stay tuned. In the meantime, do the basic stuff and keep taking care of yourself. That doesn't change. Do not go off the rails. Do not do a cheat day. Don't go to the avoid list. Stay away from it. More reason to stay super strict right now and keep your immune system at a high level. Please. I can't say that enough today. And I'm telling myself the same thing as I'm telling you. Okay? So let's stay dialed in. We're all in this together. And we're here for you. You know, that's 7 days a week. So anytime you need a little pep talk or you want to send an email and get an answer back, Monday through Sunday, we're here for you. Okay? So and help your diabetes. All right, guys? The group calls are going to keep going. We're going to keep the energy high as we get through this together. Sound good?
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's give it like one more minute, 2 minutes. If somebody is out there, go ahead and ask your question as we're coming to the end, the top of the hour. If not, we'll be wrapping it up shortly. Star zero if you have a question.
And our last question comes from iPustoff. iPustoff, please state your comment or question.
Thank you.
Hello there. Yeah.
Thank you. Quickly give me a rundown of specifically what to do to build up one's immune system.
You're doing it now. You're doing it. Ike, you're doing it.
Thank you.
You're doing it, Ike. You're doing it by staying on the program, handling your diabetes. You're keeping your immune system strong. So no matter what, once again, stay away from that avoid list. Like it's
Thank
the plague, okay? Stay away
Thank
from
you.
It. Read labels carefully, please, as we did some of that a little bit today. You see
Thank
sugar on there or anything like that, please avoid those things and pay attention to the details. Get your water up. Keep a good positive attitude, too. Don't let the stress get to you. And keep yourself dialed in. Okay, you guys?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're welcome. We're going to wrap the call up. Thanks, Ike, for closing it up with that positive question. Remember, we do this group call every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is always the same, and the code is always the same. Get your food logs in, everyone. Keep track of yourself. More reason than ever right now to stay focused and keep yourself on track. 800-321-9054 is the check-in line. support@helpyourdiabetes.com is the support email. Have a great weekend, everyone. Keep yourself strong and positive along with your family, and set an example for everyone around you to stay on track. And those in the family that are not diabetic should follow you and eat healthy, and they'll reap the benefits as well. So, you know, maybe have a family meeting about everyone's going to get on the HYD lifestyle and keep yourself dialed in, as everybody's immune system needs to be cranked up a notch, or two notches, or three for that matter. So, operator, thanks so much again for a great group call once again. See you next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay strong, stay focused, and stay on track, everyone, okay, no matter what. Have a great day. Bye-bye.